Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, because Daryl's dead. Welcome back to the Chewing Dead, everybody. Once again, I'm wrong. Daryl is very much alive. However, there are some dead people.
Yes, yes, there are. And among them is... Well, gee, I don't know how I should put this. Nana Boo Boo, as Lou said?
No, this is my moment, Ben.
Nana Boo Boo, stick your head in doo-doo.
Thank you, everyone. I called it. I knew in my heart that that was what was going to happen. Ben violently tried to tell me otherwise. He threw things at me. He threatened my life. And now he sees that sometimes I'm just too good, Ben.
He's right. I can't do anything against him.
Although, I won't lie to you, I have no fucking idea what's going to happen now. None. 0%. Anyone's guess is just as good as mine. I have no insight into the rest of the season. I'm out.
Just drops the mic. I'm done.
Yep. I'm going to take this victory and walk away. No. So what I'm celebrating, in case you missed last week, is that I called that the Hunter storyline would come to full fruition. Bob shouted his tainted meat line. That was originally from the comics for Dale. And I also – the biggest call was that Gareth was killed in the third episode when Ben thought that he would live – you thought he would live the entire season, Ben.
I did. I don't feel bad about that.
He was amazing. Andrew West is an incredible actor, and he was a tremendous – just for you, Ben. He was a tremendous villain. But his death scene was... Sorry, I had to sneeze. His death scene was incredibly gratifying.
But, I mean, I feel like that would have happened anyway. But if we would have had Gareth for an entire season, just think how terrifying that would have been.
Yeah, it was great. Bob dies. It's very sad. You know, he gets a nice goodbye. He has some nice words for Rick, but really the real focus of this episode is Rick throwing down and some of the badass shit that he says to Gareth before he kills him. Some of that shit is legendary, but the part where Gareth says, "You could have killed us when we were back there, but you didn't. There must have been a reason for that." And Rick looks at him and says, "We didn't want to waste the bullets." That's pretty badass. And then he also looks at him and says, "And besides, I made you a promise," and rips out his machete with the red handle, as he said he would in the very first episode of season 5, and proceeds to hack Gareth to pieces.
While Sasha and Tyrese are beating the hell out of everybody else with the
not
back
Tyrese.
Of the and Abraham. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
So it's Abraham, Michonne, and Sasha. Are the other?
Yes, I'm sorry, not Tyrese, Abraham.
Oh, and I love
as Tyrese watches in horror.
And Rick also blows off one of Gareth's fingers, which was a nice touch. It was nice. But you know, what I really want to talk about in this episode, Ben. And again, we're not going to do a whole recap. If you're listening and you didn't watch it, that's your fault. The only thing about this is the first time this year where I've been troubled by something. I don't like that in the second episode of the season, Glenn tells Abraham that we're not going to split up again. Those are like his exact words. We're not splitting up again. However, not even halfway through the third episode, Glenn volunteers him and Maggie to go with Abraham to Washington, D.C., while everybody else stays behind and waits for Daryl and Carol to come back.
And I'm sorry. Does Maggie not care about her sister?
I mean, yeah, it's that part of this episode I didn't understand. I was like, I don't understand why this is happening. Like, it just doesn't make any sense in my brain. I don't get why you would literally flip the switch just like that and all of a sudden be like, "Oh, we shouldn't split up again." And then 24 hours later, you're like, "We should probably split up."
And it's interesting when, at the end of the episode, when Father Gabriel's outside talking to Michonne, and they hear something in the bush, and Father Gabriel runs in the church like a pussy.
Well, he is a, he's a huge pussy.
And Michonne's walking. She thinks it's probably somebody else spying on him. And turns out it's Daryl. He comes out of the bushes, and she goes, "Where's Carol?" And he's like, "Come on out." And then the episode ends.
Yeah, that's weird.
So
that's so cliffhanger.
Prediction. Prediction.
I think it's a character that we've never seen before. I think it's a totally new person that we've never seen before.
I think it's Beth.
It's a fair guess.
I think Carol either dies or something happens to her.
It's a good guess.
And I think that's Beth that comes out.
I think that something has happened to Carol.
Because you have to realize, in the comics, Carol is long dead by this point.
Oh,
she killed herself.
Way dead by now. She doesn't even make it out of the prison. She dies like right when they first get to the prison. She dies.
And I wonder, this could be a long shot because I've never read the comics, but I have like read about them.
Wait, hold on. Let's go back to that for a second. You've never read the comics, but you've read about them? What does that mean? Enlighten me.
I've never had the chance to actually sit down and read them. I've never had...
But, like, you've gone on Wikipedia and been like, what's the synopsis?
Well, I don't know everything.
All right.
But I know some... I know, like, which characters are alive and which characters aren't.
Okay.
And I wonder... And you can correct me and laugh at me if I'm wrong on this. But I wonder if Beth is going to take the role of Sophia.
Of Sophia?
Yeah. I mean, I know she's a little bit older than Sophia, but
I mean, she could.
I wonder if she'd take that role.
She could fill a void in the show that has. Yeah, it's certainly possible. I still think Beth is going to die, but either way. I like the actor who plays Father Gabriel. I felt his pain when he confesses to locking his parishioners out of the church while the zombies ate them alive. It was a good episode. I don't like them splitting up. Just fucking bothers the shit out of me.
And the one day I was talking to my dad about this, and he asked me, he goes, "Is it me, or does that Eugene guy seem so full of shit?" I'm like,
"Uh-oh."
Well, I can't really tell you that because like I kind of know.
Yeah, he's definitely full of shit. I think that's why in the trailer for the season 5 premiere, they show Abraham like falling to his knees on the side of the street and crying. I think it's because eventually, I think that Eugene's going to end up telling him he doesn't know the cure in this half of the season. Kind of seems like that's what they're building towards. Especially there was that moment in the episode this week where he told him to told or where Abraham told Eugene to get up, and Eugene was like, "I don't want to." Because that's how he talks. I don't want to. And so I think he's going to spill the beans here pretty soon. And it's going to kill Abraham. It's going to drive him crazy.
You know, and somebody, not really related to that, but you know when they showed the flashback at Terminus when they first were attacked?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that maybe that's pointing to or... somewhat introducing, without formally introducing them yet, to Negan.
Well, I mean, that guy was not Negan. They talked.
Well, no, because Negan was not introduced.
Sure.
Negan hasn't
been
cast yet.
It could be an introduction to the Saviors. Sure, I thought about that. I thought about them even having more flashbacks with Gareth later when they do introduce the Saviors. Be interesting, because Robert Kirkman and what's his face? Scott Gimple, they claim that they have, like, the next three seasons mapped out.
And what's-his-face?
Yeah, what's-his-face? Scotty Gimple.
Who is, like, the best showrunner.
Well, yeah, he definitely
right
is.
Now.
And he's doing a great job. But, yeah, they say they already have it mapped out through season, like, 8. So, I mean, I imagine... It doesn't seem like they waste any energy. Like, everything that they give you, kind of like Breaking Bad in a lot of ways, everything that they're giving you gets a payoff eventually. They don't just let stuff kind of fall by the wayside.
There's nothing in The Walking Dead that has a loose end to it.
Right.
Everything means something.
So.
And there's a reason why everything in that show happens the way it does and why they craft things in certain ways that make you second guess yourself a little bit. I'm still very interested to see though what Morgan's role is.
I don't think we're gonna get that. We may get something like at the mid-season finale, but I don't think we'll see him for a while still.
I mean, eventually.
I think what'll happen is they won't see him until they're on the road to Washington, D.C. That's when they'll find Morgan. So they'll already be gone from the church situation before they meet up with Morgan again. So.
But next episode, though, I think is definitely going to be focused on Beth.
Yeah, definitely. I can confirm 100% that this next episode will be all about Beth.
So. Which is going to be interesting because no idea how that storyline is going to go.
Nope. It's all a mystery. It's all a mystery. But great, another good episode.
Yeah, I mean...
Season is whooping ass.
But, I mean, if you had to make a guess with when Daryl comes back, you think it's a new character.
I think it's...
Is it a character we've met in the comics? Or?
No, I have a theory. It's a weird theory, though. So, they cast this kid... The kid who... There used to be a TV show called Everybody Hates Chris. Do you remember that show?
It was about
Chris Rock. And the little kid who... The actor who played Chris Rock, he got cast on The Walking Dead. And in the trailer, when Beth is running out of the hospital, you can see him behind her. I think that he either escapes the prison or, like, Beth and him are supposed to escape the prison and something happens. I don't know why, but I feel like that's who it's going to be. Because I don't think well, obviously it's not Carol. And obviously it's not, I don't think it's Beth either, because Beth would just come out. Like, she wouldn't hide in the shrubs. It's got to be somebody new or different. It could be Morgan too. That's a thought that had crossed my mind.
But that'd be weird because the only person Morgan has met is Wick.
Yeah. But see, the other thing too is Daryl would never, he would never just bring back a random guy. It would have to be somebody who had value to him. And so I feel like it's somebody from that hospital or somebody who knows about that hospital. So.
Yeah, which is why I think it could be Beth. But, I mean, that kid could very well be a thing, but the thing is he also is a stranger. I don't think it matters of age,
right?
Because Rick is not going to be happy if Daryl just brings somebody back without asking him, how many people have you killed, how many walkers have you killed? Do you have any weapons?
But then the real question becomes, okay, so let's say it is Beth. All right, great, we got Beth back. Well, now where the fuck is Carol?
I think Carol gets killed.
Ooh, I don't know, man. I don't buy that. I think that at this point, Beth would be a much more suitable death. I don't think Carol's story is over yet.
Maybe that's exactly the way they want to set it up, though.
That's true, I guess.
Is to make it look like Beth is obviously the one that's to die now. She can't really do much for herself. I mean, and plus, they've built up Carol in such a way that we know her full character now. She's evolved so much, and I would hate to see her die because I can't think of the actress that plays her.
Melissa McBride.
She does such a fantastic job in that role, and we've really seen Carol come full circle with how she's evolved from, abused housewife to badass. But at this point, the dominoes are going to start falling. And, I mean, Bob was one of them, but Bob, I think, was inevitable.
We all knew Bob was going to go here sooner rather than later. He was an expendable character. I'm starting to like Sasha more and more. I don't think Sasha's as expendable anymore. I'm digging Sasha.
I don't think anyway at this point is expendable. I really don't. I think Bob might have been the last one.
Eugene is expendable.
Well, I don't really count Eugene, but yeah.
Rosita is kind of expendable. She's fun. She's nice to look at, but meh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
She hasn't really done anything on the show yet. She's only said a handful of lines, so.
Which is why I don't think you would get rid of her. What about that chick? Can't think of her name. Yeah, Tara.
What about her?
What do you think about her?
I mean, she's going to die saving Glenn or Maggie. You can already tell.
You get this weird feeling, and maybe it's just me, that she must have some sort of feelings for Glenn, even though she said that she doesn't...
Well, she's a lesbian.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. I mean, I think that she cares about him. He saved her. So I think that aspect to it that's more so than... I don't think it's romantic.
But also this weird tension between her and Maggie, though.
Ooh, like, yeah. I'd love to watch some tension between her and Maggie.
Like, stay away from Glenn. That's like...
I'm talking about. I'm talking about sexual tension.
Yeah, I don't think Glenn would be too happy about that, but...
Are you sure? Don't speak for him.
But, no, that's the kind of impression that I got, that maybe she felt that Tara was a threat. I don't know why. But I kind of got that feeling from the way, like, Maggie was, like, you know, glaring daggers at Tara.
Well, you know that now Maggie knows that Tara was fighting with the governor, so that may also have something to do with it, Ben.
Fair enough.
So, let's not look too much into it. I think there's just some sexy tension. Wow. Wow.
That sounded like a riff to a Rage Against the Machine song.
It was. That's what I assume all porn music is. It's Rage Against the Machine.
That'd be terrifying.
Bulls on Parade. Except...
okay, moving on.
Except in the porn, it's Balls on Parade.
Moving on.
Moving on to what? This show is over. Just kidding. It's not true. Well, maybe it is. What haven't we talked about yet?
Don't know, but probably definitely going to be a Beth episode this Sunday.
Yep, so don't tune into The Chewing Dead next week because you're going to be bored. just kidding.
And Daryl still won't be dead.
And yeah, Daryl definitely still won't be dead. Oh, before we go, let's real quick talk about Gareth, like how the show started with Gareth giving the speech about how they were going to offer to join us or feed us. And then he does the analogy about the bear. Where if the bear dies, the cub dies anyways. But if the bear eats the cub and the bear stays alive, the bear can always have another cub. And he looks down and he goes, that was part of the pitch. To me, that was a really terrifying moment because, like, they would pitch cannibalism to people like it was like buying a new car. Like, they had a sales pitch for cannibalism. And, like, that one particular part of his speech, like, that was... I was genuinely afraid of him at that point. Like, they...
Andrew West did such a good job.
Yeah, man, he's terrifying.
He put fear into me. I'm just like, well, I don't want to come on that guy's bad side.
You know, what was interesting was that I knew I was right when they walked into the church and he was taunting them. Because that's what always happens. When they get too cocky, when the bad guys get too cocky and they're mocking and taunting, you know that their moment is close at hand.
And it was.
Oh, it was very close.
Literally, I mean, it died by a... You know,
a sweet, sweet machete. I loved the shot, too, of him, like, hacked, like, partway in half. That was nice. It's a nice touch. He's just a mound of roast beef. Awesome.
Awesome possum.
Awesome so. Possum.
So yeah, be sure to tune into The Walking Dead. It is a great show.
Always, if you're listening to this and not watching The Walking Dead, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, this isn't fucking, you know, I don't know, this isn't The Walking Dead.
What?
I don't know how to put that. I'm trying to think of a show that's terrible on TV. I just was blanking because I don't really watch TV.
This is not Mulaney.
Yeah, that show. This is The Walking Dead.
Yeah, that show. Good work, Ben.
So,
way to back me up.
We will be back next week with episode about Beth, more than likely, we assume. So, Lou, any parting words about The Walking Dead for this week?
Nope.